BC. And there's Katie Jane.
Good morning.
How are you, Katie?
Great. How are you, sir?
We're good now.
How was your weekend?
It was, do you know what? I will put it down as a 5-star bank holiday weekend.
Go on, fill us in a bit.
There was barbecues.
Barbecues?
There was penalty shootouts with the kids. There was walks on the beach. There was an old wedding on Saturday as well, which was absolutely brilliant.
That's a powerful weekend.
Yeah, full on.
Powerful.
I'm bait after the weekend
the
now.
The two of us are here like zombies staring at one another. I swear to God.
We have to do radio today between us. And I don't know what we're going to do.
At least it's the radio and not the television.
Can you imagine?
No. No.
Like two busted sofas sitting on a sofa.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, so it was really good. We had Vic's wedding on Saturday.
And was she the most beautiful bride you ever in your whole life saw, apart from your own?
Apart from the wifing?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was. She looked amazing. She was typically Vic. Like, I mean, she's gorgeous anyway, but she just rocked up. In what you would expect from Victoria. I thought she was going to have a wedding dress made out of hemp and nettles because I just thought that
what?
She's very earthy and hippy dippy is our Vic, all right? But no, she just had this beautiful vintagey thing and this gorgeous headpiece, and she looked amazing.
Brilliant.
And the lads looked great. They were all suited and bleeding booted.
Like yourself?
Yeah, all ready to rock. So on the husband gave an amazing speech. We got a shout out. We got a shout out during the wedding speech.
Wow.
More of a threat really than a shout out.
Oh, go on.
All right, Casey, if you're going to mention anything here, remember there's way more Dublin people here today.
Oh.
And then he dropped the mic. And then everyone, there was no applause. Everyone just looked at
him. Stared at you.
And then they cheered. But in my head, that pause went on for a really, really long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought, this is it. I'm going to get a hiding from a load of doves.
Did you escape unscathed?
Unscathed. Made loads of new friends from Dublin. And it was just excellent. Billy McGailey was the DJ. He was there for the...
Oh, Billy. I love Billy.
Billy rocked the house.
A Kerryman.
Yeah. And if you... By the way, as a recommendation of a wedding venue, Burnabow House down Ballycotton direction. Ballycotton is like a little fairy tale. It's like
just an incredible setting, isn't it?
It really is.
Beautiful.
So that's where the crack was. And yeah, good weekend.
Good, powerful.
I came out of retirement for Rory, right?
What do you mean?
So I hadn't been on the scoops for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said, for Vic's wedding now, I'm coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
Rory rocks down. Oh, I'm not drinking today. I'm going, I've got the marathon in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was doing the water business.
He wouldn't have a few scoops because he had to do a water stall. He had to stand beside the one thing you need when you're hungover was a big load of water. I was like, what are you doing? You have like the answer to everything on the next day. You're beside the water station for the marathon. You can hose yourself down.
It was early in Rory's defence. It was very early to be standing there.
It was. Yeah, and thank God he didn't actually, because he dropped us back to the hotel. He was their taxi.
Ah, well then, I don't know what you're giving out about.
Still charged me 40 quid for it though. Tight arse. Moncrief. On Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's 6:26 on Tuesday morning. Lynn is on to me here on text saying, Casey, that's the best bit of advice you've ever given out on radio. Do Vaseline your nips if you're ever going running. I just confirmed about Rory, our local marathon runner here, and it is because you're running so much, you've got such friction.
Yeah.
Like it can do a lot of damage.
I have heard of it.
There
right.
you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I don't just make things up.
No, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Back to Friday. We were having a bit of messing with this.
But this is Red FM.
Pundit game. We're having a bit of crack with this morning. So I asked you to give us bands or celebrities that go to the pub. Okay, bands or celebrities that go to the pub. Have you got one?
The Red Hot Chili Pointers.
Yay!
Good one, Roar.
Okay, so far, Katie Jane, your one, please.
I had Post Patron.
Yeah.
And I've got Jameson Bay.
Jameson Bay. Nice. We're going very obvious with this one. The Coronas. Thank you very much. Jim Morrison.
Nice.
Oh, good.
They wouldn't let him in the door. He's barred, isn't he? Wouldn't let him in the doors. Jim Morrison. Sam Smithix.
Nice. I like that one.
Burr, that is brilliant. Will Smithix from Kevin. Gavin Jameson. Linda, that is brilliant. Marty Moretti.
Brilliant.
Marty Morrison. We'll take it. Billie Eilish. I like that one. That's very clever. Ginny Hendrix. Ginny Hendrix.
Good.
Remember when Jimi Hendrix was asked who's the greatest guitarist in the world? He said, I don't know, ask Rory Gallagher.
Right.
Who, we're claiming him as a Cork man.
He is a Cork man.
He was born in Donegal.
That doesn't matter. I was born in Derry.
A
Cork man.
Bands that go to the bar. Bands are celebrities, by the way. AC/DC, a whole lot of rosé. Chris Brown Ale. Heinrich Hendrick Lamar. Come on, lads. These are amazing.
Draft punk.
Rory, take it away. What have you got for me?
I busted after Draft Punk.
Sorry.
Linden Village People.
Brilliant. Yes.
Oh my god. Chris Martini from Coldplay.
Okay.
Jack Black Russian. I love that. Imagine Naggins. Imagine Dragons. Imagine Naggins.
Come on, Bag of Cans Man.
Okay. On. There's one right in front of you, Bag of Cans Man. Macaulay Culkin. Come on.
That's a stretch.
All right, and this is my favorite so far. Are you ready? Bands that go to the bar. Slabba.
In the women's draw, Coco Gauff goes up against Jabber. Defending champion Iga Swiatek plays Marketa Vondrousova. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
What languages have you been speaking?
All of them.
Every single one of them. Did you ever get something really badly wrong and you had to admit, I've messed up, I've screwed up?
What have you done?
I haven't done anything. I'm in good shape for once in my life. I'm talking about our friend Adele. So Adele's in a bit of bother, all right? And I'll tell you why she's in a bit of bother. First of all, she had a gig over the weekend and she was doing a live show. Is it her Vegas thing, Katie?
It's her Vegas residency. She's doing it until, I think, November.
All right. So this fella shouts something out in the crowd and then everybody jumps on board and everybody gets just given out about your man. And then all the papers and the news outlets and all of the web pages and everything start calling this guy a homophobic heckler.
Ooh.
Because of what happened. Mm-hmm. So Adele is doing her spoken bit. You know when she tells you what she had for dinner and all that kind of stuff.
Basically. So it's sort of like the weekdays of my weekend, an extra long weekend. What was that? Did you just say Pride sucks? Did you come to my f***ing show and just say that Pride sucks? Are you f***ing stupid? Don't be so f***ing ridiculous. You got nothing nice to say, shut up, all right?
Okay, so all the headlines all over the world have called your man who's shouted out, Pride sucks.
Yeah.
She's well able, isn't she?
No,
to put someone in their place.
Hang on, what did you hear him say?
Did you hear him say that? You hear that?
I heard him shout something.
You heard that, Katie Jane?
You play it again there for the lads.
Okay, here we go. He said play a song.
Oh.
He said play a song. That's what she was yakking on for so long.
Look, he's still heckled.
But he said play a song.
Yeah, but that's different to what he's being accused of, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very
he
different.
Can literally come and turn around and sue every publication and newspaper that has called him a homophobic heckler.
Have they named him?
They haven't
named him, but I'm sure there's plenty of video footage from there and it's all over something.
Yeah, if he
someone has video footage put out and he's already probably in that footage.
Yeah, he's been attacked, isn't he?
Yeah, big time.
Basically. So it's sort of like the weekdays of my weekend, an extra long weekend.
That's what he said.
It's definitely play a song.
Yeah.
It is.
He was after paying a fortune on the tickets. He probably didn't want to be there and the missus dragged him along. He's like, can we have some music, please?
Got Adele yammering on about the weekend.
And then she nearly came down and took the head clean off him. All he's doing is trying to have a nice night out and hear some music.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. There's Dan. All right, Dan.
All right, here we go, Dan.
Not too bad. Dan's are you a plumber by trade, Dan?
Yeah, I sure am.
Now, where the hell are you when I need you? Because I spent 3 months trying to get a plumber to put a new tap in the sink there a few months ago.
I tell you, I say we're so busy. You know, the family are asking me the same thing.
Up one wall, down the other.
Absolutely. Flat to the mat. Are you working for somebody or are you flying solo, Dan?
I'm working for a fella called Ken Morley. They're up the north side.
What's his name? Ken Morley?
Ken Murray, yeah.
Murray, for all your plumbing needs.
For all your heating and plumbing needs, right? No, he's very good out, to be fair.
Okay, very good.
So, we've an important question though, Dan.
Yeah.
This is for all the, this is for the ladies and things listening now. Are you wearing sneakers pants?
Sorry, say again.
Have you sneakers pants?
Sneakers pants. Those pants.
No, I don't. I'm not one of the mainstreamers of that. Just
What's the obsession? Why do women have such obsession with these Snickers pants?
I think if you Snickers on, something comes off.
I thought it was because it has loads of compartments for all the emotional baggage. Is that it?
That too. It's an alternate reviews, yeah.
For God's sake.
So is it Snickers the company? They hardly anything to do with the chocolate company or the Snickers bar. Are they separate thing?
Totally different.
Okay. Something new every day, Katie Jane.
I know, sure.
That's it, yeah.
All right. Listen, this fella's not here to talk about Snickers. He's here to win €1,000. Let's go for it. Dan, 10 out of 10.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Dan, what fast food chain once had a clown in commercials?
McDonald's.
Dave Grohl played drums in what band?
Nirvana.
Question number 3. What country is famous for deep fried Mars bars?
Scotland.
Question 4. What TV show is also known as AGT? A talent show known as AGT.
Australia's Got Talent.
Question number 5.
America's Got Talent. America's Got Talent.
Question number 5. In what county is Bundoran?
Bundoran.
Bundoran, hey.
Bundoran. Bundoran, what county is Bundoran?
No, don't ask the lads beside you now.
Bundoran, fucking, I don't know.
He said Bucket. I'm pretty sure he's definitely said Bucket. Just give us a guess. Up the north, above Sligo, on the left hand side. More northerly.
More north.
We, Daniel. Yeah, question number 6. On what street in Cork is Clancy's?
Malibur Street.
Question number 7. Kamala Harris holds what position in politics?
Vice President, America.
Is correct.
Kamala Harris.
I said it backwards. We're out of time, buddy. We're out of time.
Shocking attempt. Apologies.
Not at all. No, you got McDonald's, you got Nirvana, you got Scotland, you got America's Got Talent, you got Donegal. Eventually, that killed the game for you. I'm really sorry.
It is.
Clancy's is Princess Street. That's where you find Clancy's. Kamala Harris is the Vice President of America. And you had 3 left over. Listen, Daniel, great round for the first attempt. It was okay, not bad. We'll get you back for another day, and in the meantime, we'll give you a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors to get yourself something nice.
And, lovely, thanks very much.
Yeah, and tell the lads behind you they were absolutely useless.
Useless. Yeah, I tell them that every day, they won't fucking listen to me.
Sorry, you definitely said bucking.
Yeah.
Okay, cheers, Dan. Tuesday morning, Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM, Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. It is 6:44.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
Back with a brand new week and a brand new jackpot for you after James had a massive day on Friday. He received that incredible phone call and took a huge amount of money out of the cash machine. Massive jackpot for him, so congratulations. So we start the week again with a brand new jackpot. Oh, by the way, over the weekend we give away a family holiday to Disneyland, and the winner of that will be announced later on today. So if you entered over the weekend for the winning weekend of the trip to Disneyland to Paris.
That was an incredible prize.
Have you ever been to Disneyland?
Never.
You'd
been
love
to
it over there.
No.
It's absolutely incredible. For once you're there with little people, and then you can pretend you're 8 years old again.
I'd love to go.
But the funny part of it is, and what time is it now? Yeah, I can say this at this hour of the morning. There are parts of Disneyland where you walk around. And if you go behind a wall that you're not supposed to go behind.
Yeah.
Like, why is Goofy smoking a rollie? Goofy, Minnie, Mickey, all having an old vape break at the back of the Pink Castle. I've seen it happen. And you know, they all need to have a break too. I mean, they work pretty hard and those suits are hot. I mean, those animals are, you know, those creatures
animals,
in the sun.
That fur is quite warm.
Absolutely. So here we go. Brand new jackpot for you to get you to Disneyland to have a rollie with Goofy. €10,386.75. Brilliant lump of change for you here. €10,386.75. If you would like to win that on a Tuesday morning after the bank holiday and sort out your summer, here's what you need to do. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. It will cost €2.50. You must be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. RedFM.ie will get you the T's and C's. Let's talk about Ferraris.
Yeah, let's give out about Ferrari because we're never going to have one.
Listen, if you give out about them, they will ban you for life. You'll never be able to own a Ferrari.
At least they'll know who I am then.
I mean, they are spectacular. You don't see too many of them around Cork. I think there's one or two older models that I've seen knocking around that somebody has out there.
Your friend of his going to rock in here one day with one.
He probably will.
He's the only lad I think to pull it off.
He has two or three in the shed. Let me see, what else is going on in the world? They're banning celebrities all over the place from owning Ferraris. For why?
For a multitude of different reasons. Would you like some rules?
Okay, what are the rules?
Rules that you've got to follow if you want to own a Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a thorough background check, okay? And rumour has it that men over 40 are preferred owners of Ferrari.
Okay.
With no history of incidents and with a good reputation.
So a lad who's 25 with a load of wedge will find it very difficult for Ferrari to sell
could
a car.
Very well do. Yeah, it'll have to be a slow year for Ferraris, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't sell the car in the first year and you can't sell it without notifying Ferrari.
So you can't lash it up on CarZone or anything?
No, that's
okay.
What got Bieber banned.
Oh, right. He flogged it on.
Yeah. So no Lamborghinis. If reports are accurate, Ferrari bars car collectors who also happen to have at least one Lamborghini from getting on the VIP list.
So you can't buy a Ferrari if you have a Lambo?
Fact.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty strict about this.
Don't mess with the car. You can't cover the badge and you can't do drastic alterations. No paint jobs, no covering, no nothing. And that's what got Deadmau5 banned.
Ferry dice? Would that get you into a bit of trouble?
I'd say so, to be honest.
So what did Deadmau5 do?
Just no crack.
The DJ Deadmau5 did a total refit of
he
his own
put
Ferrari.
A massive cover of like kind of Super Mario inspired kind of paintings on the outside of it.
The Italians would be having none of that.
Hated it. You can't badmouth Ferrari.
Like who?
50 Cent.
What did 50 do?
The car broke down on him and he went on a rant on Instagram and he called it a lemon. It's just brilliant.
Hey yo man, this thing won't even get me to the club.
This car is a lemon.
Because he ran out of petrol or something apparently. Oh, it broke down.
Something like that. It broke down anyway. But anyway, he got banned.
The most expensive Ferrari ever sold is a 1962 250 GTO. It went for $51 million.
Stop.
Proper collector item. But again, thanks for that Ferrari update. Something that we will never have to worry about, Katie Jane, I don't think. Guys. Right, can I ask you for your thoughts on this, please? Relationship advice time. You ready?
Ooh, okay, go on.
So, drama in relationships. Everybody that's in one, be it married or just seeing somebody, I mean, it's probably every couple of days there's a bit of something going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's all part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
So this dating advice, lad, this dating coach. Now, people in America, you can go to dating coaches. You sit down, you pay them a fortune and they'll get you
primed. Make it worse.
Primed. Make things worse. They'll get you primed and ready to go and find somebody.
Oh, right. This is before you get into the relationship.
This lad's on Instagram. He's a pretty big dating advice kind of lad.
Okay.
A lot of people go to him for different things. And this is his theory on why women are so fussy when it comes to fellas. And why the good lad always loses. The nice fella never wins when it comes to hooking up with people.
I'm an advocate for the nice guy.
Here we go.
Drama is something women feed on, right? We all say women love drama. And in most cases, women do, to some degree, love drama. And the more of a nice guy you are, the less drama that you're giving her. If a woman doesn't have any drama surrounding you, she does not think about you. But what happens when you're very grounded and you have your shit together and you're just generally a good person, you're not introducing that drama that a woman craves. As a guy, I hate drama in my relationships. To me, like, calm, content relationship is the best. But for a woman, if things are too calm and content, she's gonna, in her mind, go, this lacks passion. So you wanna go, how can I introduce a little bit of drama by being a little bit less of a nice guy?
Harsh enough.
And here's his thinking on it. And it comes down to an addiction issue. All right, if you're a single girl and you're texting a load of fellas. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you've one fella who's all over you, sloppering all over you like a puppy. That doesn't give you a little spike of dopamine. It doesn't give you any excitement. But the fella that's ignoring you, that's where you crave.
That's the challenge.
You crave the attention. And when you get a text message from him...
Oh, no, hang on, retract. What? We don't crave the attention. We crave the challenge.
This isn't the challenge. Sorry, I'll change that word. So.
Crave the challenge.
The challenge.
Go back.
But it is attention, though, isn't
reverse.
It?
Reverse.
Nuns reverse. Meep, meep. But if you're chasing a fella that's not treating you well or not giving you all the attention, and then you finally get a message from him, you get that little spike of excitement, and you get addicted to that.
There's a few different ways of looking at it,
and that's what his whole theory is.
That fella's language now leaves a lot to be desired.
Really?
Yeah. I reckon it's more the passion in a relationship that you want, not the drama.
Okay.
Like, that's a bit of a put downy.
Define what you want, so passion wise.
Yeah.
No, go on. what is it that you need? What's missing?
Just a bit of excitement, like. Do you know?
A day at Cheltenham.
No? I don't know, but not drama. You don't want to be rowing every day.
That's for sure.
You don't want that.
You have to tell us what you need, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, you should just know.
But we don't.
You should just know. Just entertain me, small. Oh, today's not the day to ask me to work my brain.
That's very fair. I take
you
it on board.
You answer the question.
What do you want? I don't know. I'm still trying to work it out.
A bit of excitement and a bit of passion. Come on.
But tell me what that is.
No, just figure it out.
But you can't just ask us to figure it out and then...
I don't want to be your mother.
A trifle. Do you want a trifle?
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Stream new spin-off series The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live with Now.
I've got a game of wrong answers only for you.
Oh, right, okay.
You ready for this one? So this round is questions about Ireland.
Okay.
Some questions about Cork. Mm-hmm. And I want the extreme wrong answer.
So you cannot give a right answer on this.
No right answers.
Okay. This is your brain can go to a really dangerous place on this now.
It shouldn't. Okay. So I've got seven for KC, seven for Rory. We're going to go every second one. Is that all right with you guys? Okay.
Okay.
KC, what currency is used in Ireland?
The cow.
Rory, what is a hurling ball called?
I was thinking of the... It doesn't matter. Go on.
The puck.
KC, what is sold in the English market?
Greyhounds.
Rory, what is the national symbol of Ireland?
The pint.
KC, what does GAA stand for?
Gat always...
Rory, what type of race are the Galway races?
Egg and spoon races.
Casey, which Irishman played Christian Grey in 50 Shades?
Marty Whelan.
Rory, finish the song line. After all, I really...
love pints.
Casey, what is Tenora?
It's fake tan appliance cream.
Rory, what colour are the swans at the lock?
Purple.
Casey, what is the national dish of Ireland?
Turnips and soup.
That's real though, isn't it?
It's actually real. I messed that one up. Can you ask me that again?
KC, what is the national dish of Ireland?
Turf.
Rory, what is the name of the Irish band for which Bono is the lead vocalist?
Rage Against the Machine.
KC, what was Roy Keane's sport?
Tiddlywinks.
Rory, where do leprechauns hide their pot of gold?
In the credit union.
Brilliant.
No, that's actually true.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Wake up, get up, Cork's good times. Red FM.